A federal court in Kansas has awarded to Oklahoma Genetics more than $3 million in damages for intentional infringement of the Plant Variety Protection Act. We had the opportunity to sit down with Mark Hodges, Executive Director of Oklahoma Genetics Incorporated, to talk about this judgment that protects Gallagher wheat.
Part of our agreement with the university in licensing varieties is that we will enforce the Plant Variety Protection Act, which means that not only do those individuals have to be a member of OGI, they have to abide by the rules that are set forth and supply all of the tags, the information that's needed for that wheat to move. And you do have, unfortunately, individuals that decide to what is commonly known as brown bag or sell wheat straight out of the field. It's not has no certification or other testing done on it. And so, unfortunately, we do need to enforce PVP. As you mentioned, we do have one such case that's been ongoing in Kansas. We recently reached a summary judgment. The original requested amount of damages by us was about $1,055,881. Before that case was settled, because of lack of cooperation from the individual involved, it's now over $3 million. And that summary judgment was awarded. We'll have to see where we end up as far as ability to either collect the money or assets. But to our knowledge, it's the largest case of its kind on record on PVP.
So with this particular judgment, I guess the next phase is to basically try to collect the money, right?
It is, and of course we use a law firm out of Arkansas. Happens to be the Rose Law Firm, and that's who we go through, and we take legal advice from them, and that's how we'll pursue it.
And let's say you collect, you know, all or a portion of those monies. Is this something that would then eventually return to OSU?
It would. It's we're a private nonprofit. Everything that we collect that we don't spend on marketing programs is returned to the university, either directly or indirectly to the breeding program. Obviously, directly through the breeding program, the wheat breeder directs that. Indirectly would be entities like Foundation Seed, Oklahoma Crop Improvement, and the needs that they might have to support the infrastructure of developing new varieties. But, yes, every penny will be put back through the university in one of those two ways.
For a farmer, just maybe a quick tutorial for a farmer that is not quite sure if he's buying seed that's on the up and up, what do they need to do?
Tags, tags, tags. Every seed movement, every seed sale, it must involve a tag. It's whether it's certified or registered, it's got to involve a tag, and that tag has to be accurate as to what's in the bag. If there's any question, they need to contact us, Oklahoma Crop Improvement or Foundation Seed, and let us know, and we'll follow it up. But it's all about that tag is a legal document, and they always need to have a tag to trace it back.
Mark Hodges with OGI saying that the judgment is now final as the defendants did not appeal this largest Plant Variety Protection Act judgment ever in the United States. The process. Now the Rose Law Firm representing OGI attempting to identify assets that can help pay this judgment back to OGI and eventually to OSU. On the Oklahoma Farm Report, I'm Ron Hayes.